Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC has partnered with Washington growers and producers for more than 40 years to provide the community with fresh, local, seasonal foods with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Well, Nancy, with Easter coming up this Sunday, the peeps are in the stores. And even though I would never eat a peep, it would be like eating, I don't know, a piece of like dried up sponge. I pity the fool who gets between my wife, the
lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote,
and some peeps, because that person will not survive. She loves those things. She likes to nibble off their little beaks and just sometimes just snap the heads right off. Do you like those things?
Peeps? Are you kidding? I only like them for comic relief.
Which your employer, the Seattle Times, does a great job of every year with this peeps contest. It's always fun to see what people can do with the peeps. Tell us about it.
Anybody can join the contest. They make fun of everything and anyone using peeps as props, real peeps from the store. There were a lot of Pope peeps this year, and we had 350 or so entrants, and the winners will be announced in the Sunday paper. They're hilarious, and over the course of time, I'd have tears running down my face with the things that people would come up with. And can I just say that you people with the peeps, you have too much time on your hands.
Well, I've seen some of these pictures, and they really are hilarious. I really go in for that. And getting ready for this particular food for thought, I took a shot of my own of a peep with a screaming woman. I'm embarrassed to exhibit it compared to the brilliance of the Seattle Times readers and what
they've
done.
Well, it's a shame, Stein, that the actual entries are over. They've been chosen. Or I think you should send it right in. I think you should have the lovely and talented, who's such a talented artist, make a peeps set up for next year.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that, and then I realized I hadn't thought it all the way through, because she would just devour all the raw materials. The picture would never get made. The diorama would never be assembled, because she'd keep eating the participants. It's just
right.
The way she is with us.
When you were a kid, did you get Easter baskets?
Well, yeah, you know, we used to have these little Easter egg hunts and stuff. You know, it's all coming full circle for me now at this new advanced age. I can now hide my own Easter eggs, so I can just do it all on my own. Do you guys do that? Do you have an Easter egg hunt at your place?
We have had an Easter egg hunt at our home since Nate was a boy. Mac grew up doing this. I have very cute pictures of him as a child, my husband, with the Easter baskets. But my favorite Easter basket story is this one. When I was a kid growing up in Philadelphia, my mom used to frequent this tap room, Uncle Les's bar. It was his bar. We called him Uncle Les. He wasn't related. They were having a raffle, so all the kids my age back then used to go into bars. We were allowed. And my eyes got so big when I saw that. It was a huge basket full of candy. And my siblings and I wanted it so badly. And guess what was sitting on the table on Easter morning?
A giant chocolate rabbit.
Among other things in that basket. I don't know how my mom happened to have won that raffle. I probably don't want to know. But we were the great beneficiaries of that. It was the best Easter basket I'd ever seen or was ever given.
Well, you can tell us about your favorite Easter candy, what you would like to do with your peeps, the whole works, whatever comes to your mind, please feel free. Let her fly at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.